fun. Things were looking pretty good. It just a one mistake in the corner. And about a half second later, the puck's in the back of the net with one touch pass and a one-timer.
Patrick Guzzo from Marysville, Michigan, 161st collegiate game, scores his eighth goal of the season at 18-18. Give Jake Rossi the lone assist, and Ohio State's got the lead. And a puck played out of the rink, and we'll drop it out near center ice. These are demoralizing plays. Late in the period, you know, you're even against the eighth-ranked team in the country, a team that's had your number for a number of years now. And then all of a sudden, one bad pass, the puck's in the back of your net, and you got to regroup.
Yeah, look at the replay. It looked like it was a clear path to a pass to Gavin Morrissey.
Yeah.
Kind of like a quarterback getting screened at part of the play, and there's a linebacker, somebody sneaks in from the side for his blind side of Ohio State player. That's where they came and picked off the pass and made one pass and a goal.
Rossi with it, picking up Guzzo. He tried to carry it to the net and got pulled down by Hensler. Could have been a penalty, but they let them play on. Still, Dunlap with a puck. Cycles for Rossi. Goal line right. Turnaround pass. Finally made its way to Guzzo. Out to the point now. McBrayer whistles one that bounces off the end boards. Then the side of the net. Now Hensler with it. Had it poked off his stick. Logan's got it again. Looking for an outlet, and he throws it to open ice near side. Too far for Scholl. Not strong enough for icing. The Buckeyes after it in their own end. 38 seconds to go in the period. 1-0 Ohio State on Guzzo's goal at 18-18. Zach Scholl will dump it in for the Badgers now. 30 seconds to go. Eberle leaves it behind the nets. Morrissey kind of sneaking in like a sly little fox trying to bait the defenseman into making a mistake. He did not. Buckeyes dump it into the Wisconsin zone. Montez carries Scholl's into the end boards, but the Badgers Finley breaks out to Morrissey, moves it back to Quinn, back to Gavin now at center. 9 seconds to go in the period. Right wing pass care, looking. Pass intended for Finley, cutting to the middle of the ice in front of the net. Didn't get to him. Tassi, 1 second, far corner. Turns, looks to shoot, does. The horn sounds, and that's it for the opening period of play. Shots on goal even after one period, but the Buckeyes have the lead, 1-0. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. Again, Ohio State 1, Wisconsin nothing after one period of play. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ready to tackle your next project? Discover the power of Masterforce Tools today. From high-performance power tools to rugged hand tools and much more in between, Masterforce delivers the reliability you need to tackle the toughest projects. Join countless customers who trust Masterforce for its quality and performance. And pick up a new tool today. Masterforce. Power, performance, durability. Only at Menards.
Well, the Badgers had 6 shots on goal in the opening period, but sophomore goalie Christopher Eberle stopped all 6 he faced. Tommy Scarfone was sharp when he was tested, stopped 5 of 6 shots. He could not stop Patrick Guzzo's blast from the slot after a turnover in the Badgers' defensive zone. Guzzo is 8th goal of the season at 18-18 from Jake Rossi, the lone scorer in that opening period. Both teams took a penalty. Both teams had a power play. Both teams failed to score on the man advantage. Wisconsin won 9 of 11 faceoffs. Had quite a bit of puck possession here tonight, having a hard time getting the puck on net, and certainly trying to get it in the back of the net has been a process as well. But, you know, you're down 1-0 after 1 on the road against a pretty good hockey team. Okay, get after it, regroup, and see what you can do in the second.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was a pretty solid first period. Talked about it. The Badgers' power play would look pretty good. Didn't finish, which is the key part.
Right.
But we talk about analytics again. The Badgers were great in the faceoff circle. Won 9 out of 11. Did a great job defending one mistake, and pucks in your back of your net, and you're down 1-0 to a team that doesn't make a lot of mistakes on their end. And, yeah, the Badgers mixing things up, trying to get some offense. Riley Mosley, a couple of great chances in the power play. I think one he missed the net from the slot. The other one was a pretty good chance, and just keep plugging away.
Yep, Badgers down 1-0 after one against Ohio State. Stay tuned. The first intermission report brought to you by American Family Insurance is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? Created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Thanks.
Well, the Ohio State student band performing here during the first intermission, brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Wisconsin trails Ohio State 1-0 after the first 20 minutes of play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back here. Back here at the Schottenstein Center, Wisconsin trails Ohio State 1-0. Paul Capobianco alongside. We've been talking about how statistics don't always tell the whole story. Sometimes you just scratch your head at statistics. How about Minnesota in shootouts? Michigan beat Minnesota tonight in a shootout. T.J. Hughes had a goal in regulation for the Wolverines, and then he had the shootout winner. Logan Stein made 33 saves and stopped all three shootout attempts that he faced to give Michigan the extra point in the standings. Minnesota this season is 0-4 in shootouts, 2-18 all-time in Big Ten shootouts, and 4-23 all-time in shootouts, period. That is amazing when you think about the individual talent that Minnesota has had and still has to this day. Amazing numbers.
Sounds like a trip to the sports psychologist for the team. That is an incredible
Losing
number.
Losing is a disease, right?
I mean, at this point, when you're Minnesota shooter going out there, what are you thinking as you're going down the ice? Is that it's got to be in your head at this point.
I guess.
I mean, they're somewhat meaningless, but when the NCAA tournament comes around, it doesn't mean anything anymore. But yeah, that's just it's hard to understand something like that. That's like flipping a coin and coming up tails like 40 straight times. Like, it's really hard for it to happen.
By the way, Minnesota gets 1 point in the standings, so it has 40 points. But Ohio State, with a regulation win tonight, would move into a tie with the Gophers for second place in the Big Ten. Buckeyes lead the Badgers 1-0. First intermission back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a Brewpub, lots of matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese. A Brewpub, lots of matza pizza.
Again, Wisconsin scoreless in the opening period. Patrick Guzzo, the co-captain for the Buckeyes, scored at 18-18 from Jake Rossi. That's the lone goal so far. Ohio State has a 1-0 lead on the Wisconsin Badgers. Also, one other game in the Big Ten. Penn State beat Notre Dame 3-2. The Nittany Lions jump over the Badgers for fifth place in the Big Ten. Currently 6 points behind fourth place Michigan. Penn State will play at Michigan State next weekend, then home against Minnesota. By the way, Michigan is idle next weekend, closes out the regular season here in Columbus against Ohio State. Badgers trail OSU 1-0. That's the MFAM first intermission report. Second period's on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Imagine you're driving down the street and bam! You lose a tire in a pothole. Great! Come on, we're all thinking it. Suddenly you start hearing air escape. That tire is shot. Before you lose your patience, call the team at 8th Street Auto. Not only can they get that tire fixed and on the road, but they can also help you with finance options to upgrade. Trade in that low-to-the-ground car for a truck and never get stopped by a pothole again. 8th Street Auto, where every client is treated like family. To get you back on the road, you have stuff to do.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot.
But lead miners are the original badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Leather.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Ryan Posick, Paul Capobianco at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Badgers trail Ohio State 1-0. Fitzgerald, Dick, and Mosley out the forward line with Dexheimer and Kerr at the blue line. Tommy Scarfoni in goal. The defenseman McBrayer falls down. Puck pulled free by Mosley. Offensive zone. Walks to the net. Shoots one. Save made. Everly. Puck in the middle of the air. And there's Mosley to bat it in. Badgers pull even 10 seconds into the second. Mosley came in right wing, Paul, as McBrayer fell down, took it to the net. Everly made a heck of a stop, and then the puck popped into the air. Mosley batted it in past Everly, who was down, and Wisconsin ties it. But the referees are going to take a look, I would assume, to see if Mosley played the puck with his stick above his shoulder.
Yes, there's no question. The puck popped up, and you could see some of the fans standing up with their arms up like there should be a review, wondering what's the review going to look like. It's a tough angle for looking at that. There's a couple different sticks in the same place to the right of the goaltender. Mosley fouled up his shot. We'll see what they do here. It looks like they're just talking about it, and it doesn't look like they're going to go take a look at anything.
Now, Steve Rolick, head coach for Ohio State, saying, review it. J.B. Bittner, the former Badgers assistant alongside two, saying, review it. That's what they're going to do. The referees indicated, pointing to the center ice, that it was a good goal, but now Jake Rakuki and Nicholas Bett will go into the penalty box and get the video replay. So apparently their hockey ops guy is radioing down to the Ohio State bench to say, challenge that. And we're finally getting a replay here. Mosley came in, almost beat Everly, went off the webbing of his glove. The puck went up into the air above the crossbar, and Mosley leaped for it and made contact with it, Paul, with the shaft of his stick. Was it above his shoulder, however? That is the new rule. It used to be you couldn't play a puck above the goalpost, which is 4 feet tall. It's a 6 foot wide by 4 foot tall cage. And it used to be you couldn't bat the puck in with a stick above the crossbar, but they changed that rule recently that you can play it above your shoulders at shoulder height and below. Ryland Mosley stands 5'11", and so let's say that you can reach about 5 feet high with that stick and bat it in. You've got another look at it. What do you think?
Well, again, you're never going to be able to tell unless they use the corner angle where you can see the level of the puck. But actually, the first time I looked at it on the scoreboard, I wasn't so sure. That this one made me a little more confident it would stand. Oh, here we go. Here's the angle we're looking for to see. There's a good chance to see how high it is. And Mosley's kind of leaned over a little bit, too, so it's kind of hard to tell. I think that's a good goal.
I do too, because the stick was below his shoulders. As we're looking at a different replay from the right corner, actually, where we're sitting right above where Ryland attacked the cage. And there's a cameraman down in the corner by the goal line who got an excellent view of it. But the referees continue to take a look. Now, there was a questionable call last night against Quinn Finley for charging into the goaltender. They gave him a five-minute major in a game misconduct, which you rarely see with contact to a goaltender when you're skating after a loose puck that's sitting in front of the netminder. Now the referee, Nicholas Bett, comes out, and let's hear it. It's a good goal. Steve Rolick tilts his head to the right, takes a look at Betts. He points to the center circle, knows the referee. It's a good goal. It's a 1-1 game. And now Rolick wants to talk with Jake Rakuki to get a complete explanation. But after that view from the corner, Paul, it looked as if, Mosley seemed to leave his feet a little bit too, but the shaft of his stick, even the blade of his stick, was below his shoulders.
Yeah, and that's, Ohio State wins the opening faceoff. I was thinking about as soon as they won how much the Badgers dominated in the first period, but a blown tire by Nathan McBrayer on the side and Ryland Mosley, who had a couple of good chances in the first period, even though he's not on the shot chart somehow, gets one here.
So the birthday boy, Ryland Mosley, turns 25 today. He scores his 50th goal of his collegiate career at the 50-second mark or the 10-second mark of the second period. So the Badgers have pulled even with Ohio State 1-1. Now Finley with a steal in the offensive zone. Puck batted off his stick. Collected by Ohio State defenseman Aiden Hansen-Bucetta, who spins it around to Carfagna. They can't clear. Good hold by Kerr. And then Kerr lost it to Thompson, who just accidentally iced the puck. 44 seconds into the period. And the Badgers get an offensive zone faceoff after pulling even with Ryland Mosley's unassisted goal at the 10-second mark.
Well, you couldn't ask for a better start. Trying to get back in the game and get one. It doesn't matter how you get it. You got one in there and you get back to even. And now you can go back to kind of the comfortable even play that was the first period.
Off the faceoff. Good win by Lindmark. Scholes went D to D. And Hensler's slap shot off a stick and into the netting behind the Ohio State cage. And they'll drop the puck in the Buckeye zone once again. Ryland Mosley's had a heck of a career, and since joining the Badgers, he's had a nice day for sure. 14 goals, 31 points for Mosley. He's had an excellent collegiate career at Michigan Tech. Got a chance to come down here with his Huskies teammate Kyle Kukkonen and play at the University of Wisconsin. And while it's been rough as far as wins and losses, he's enjoyed his time in Madison, and he's been an integral part to this hockey club this season.
Oh, great addition, obviously. That was 160th game of his college career. It's a lot of college hockey.
Lindmark turned it over. Look out. Wise escape move left wing. Finds a man back right side. Good stop by Scarfoni with a blocker off the stick of James Hong. Boy, they went left to right quickly, and Hong's shot stopped by Scarfoni, who's on top of his game here tonight. Minute and a half into the second period. It's a 1-1 hockey game. Scholes at center, veers off to his left. He'll just scoop it into the offensive zone and change. Ryan Botterill forced to steal. Backhand shot. Where is it? It's in! Wisconsin scores to take the lead. Botterill stole the puck low right, pitched it in front of the net, and he gets the goal. Ryan Botterill makes it 2-1.
Well, we saw a mistake by Ohio State. A guy falling down right off the faceoff. McBrayer, the 10 seconds in. This time the puck just kind of squirts out. I think Botterill really just was there in the right place at the right time because the puck had rolled off the backboards. Ohio State defenseman didn't play it right. Kind of bounced off his stick and his skate. Botterill didn't even actually put it on towards the net. It was kind of on its way out, but it banked off the goaltender, I believe, and then trickled into the net.
Botterill, an unassisted goal at 1:35. Two goals at a minute 25 for Wisconsin. And now Ohio State has iced it again. An offensive zone faceoff coming up. So the Buckeyes have lost it a little bit here after taking a 1-0 lead after one.
I think Eberle somewhat surprised by that puck coming on him. Normally when the puck's back there, it looked pretty safe. There was no batters back there, but it rolled out. And Botterill just flung it on, and it rolled across his front and finished far side.
Mellenbacher with it behind the net. Tassi skates to his right. sends a puck out to the point, and Phelan, his shot low. It skipped off his stick and went to the far corner. Big hit by Weston, knocks on Lewis. Could have been interference after he had released the puck. Nothing called. Here's a pass play. Good breakup by Wisconsin's Tassie, who went down to the ice, stick parallel, able to deflect the centering pass right to left. Hanson Bukata out high. Long-range shot deflected off a Buckeye stick to the corner. Wisconsin scoops it up out to center. Tassie has no gas left to get there to wipe out icing, but somebody who does, Sawyer Scholl, beat Carfagna to it, and we play on. Good hustle by Sawyer Scholl.
Yeah, great job by Scholl to negate the icing and just getting back west of Knox. Every time he's on the ice, you notice him, that's for sure.
Badgers behind the puck, behind the net. It goes airborne above the cage, and then the puck played with a high stick and a stoppage in play. And the Buckeyes fans unhappy that the referee calls that high stick, but thought that Mosley's goal a moment ago was not played with a high stick.
And actually, oh, I guess it was a Ohio State Buckeye that touched it second. I thought it was Mosley that picked the puck up, but it was a Buckeye.
Mosley, Fitzgerald, and Tyson Dick on the ice with Dexheimer and Kerr. Badgers down one after one, scored two in the first 95 seconds of the second. Ryland Mosley is 14th, and then Ryan Botterill, his fourth. Faceoff to come between Fitzgerald and Gordon. Line's been set to drop it. The puck is loose. Still loose. Fitzgerald reaching over the prone Gordon to bat the puck off the side of the cage. Tyson Dick trying to pull it off the board's left wing now. Instead, Ohio State will loft it out through center. It bounces on edge. Icing waved off as Ben Dexheimer hustles back into the Wisconsin zone. He'll skate up, drop it off to Kerr. Dexheimer hammered to the ice by Dunlap. No penalty. And now Kerr will go to the bench as Wisconsin dumps it in. Dexheimer trying to hold his own. Instead, Rossi pulls it away from him. Guzzo gets around Dexheimer, who gets some support from Logan Hensler, and the Badgers win the puck back. 3.5 minutes into the second. 2-1 Wisconsin. Badgers have struggled to put the puck in the back of the net. And you were going to say that, weren't you?
Here's
a centering pass. Finley shot. That's blocked to the corner. He was open in the slot. Mosley now right side. Finley there to help. Finley trying to pull it off the wall. Ran right into Rossi, who couldn't clear. Shot by Hensler. Intercepted by Abel. Stretch pass for Rossi. Too hot to handle. And it goes all the way down. And Scarfoni able to paddle it to the far side wall. Rossi had a clean breakaway. Had he been able to catch that pass. Right wing Thompson. He skates and lost the puck. Retrieves it in the corner. Tied up by Kukkonen. Carries him into the end boards. Good physical play by Kyle Kukkonen. And the Badgers come out of their own end. Finley to Morrissey. Up the middle of the ice. Morrissey's pass to Finley. Off the kick plate left wing. Picked up by Morrissey. Off the skate of the defenseman Larkin to the near wall. Badgers send it back deep. Kukkonen gives chase. Carfagna gets there for Ohio State. Finley puts a shoulder into him. Wins the puck free. He's got it now in the left corner. Looking. Finley. Oh, he went short side. Hit the goaltender Everly in the face. Puck caroms behind the net. Kukkonen can't pull it free. Larkin's got it for OSU. John Larkin scoops it up to center, and the Badgers, Weston Knox, takes it from there. 4.5 minutes into the second. Buckeyes win it back. Larkin, Carfagna looking, shooting, save made by Scarfoni. Bouncing rebound, cleared out to the line. Not out, though, by Wisconsin. Burnside keeps it alive for the Buckeyes. Turnaround pass by Fontaine. Down to the corner he goes, and Burnside out to the left-handed Larkin. Walks the line a bit. His shot blocked by Morrissey. Gathered in by Botterill. Badgers have a 3-on-2 to our right, potentially. Botterill, though, throws it on goal. Eberle leans to his left, gloves it, and hangs on. And then afterwards, William Smith shoves Jack Horbach. Referees get in there to cool things down. 15:02 to go in the second. Badgers with a 2-1 lead. Wisconsin, during its five-game losing streak, had scored only 6 goals. They've got 2 here in 95 seconds.
Pretty much took the words right out of my mouth. And Wisconsin had gone 6 games against Ohio State, scoring just 1 goal of the last 7, and they scored 2. And as you mentioned, a minute 25. Craziness.
It is. Hockey's a wonderful, frustrating game sometimes.
And just bounces. I mean, the first one, a guy blows a tire. Second one, puck squirts out from behind the boards off a skate and Bobadil there in the right place actually like slid off the left pad of the goaltender Eberle and across through his legs and into the far side.
Lindmark kicked out of the faceoff circle, the best faceoff man in the Big Ten, and now Jack Horbach, the best faceoff man on the team, is in there. He's won 7 of 9 this season, but he lost that one. I was couldn't wait to get that stat in on Horbach, who scored his second goal of the season last night in his 100th collegiate game. Buckeyes hold the zone. They dump it back behind the net. Wise shovels it to the far side, and Hong, H-O-N-G, the left-handed forward, pulls it away from the pressure of Wisconsin. And then Johnson, unable to hold the zone, scooped it high into the air, back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Buckeyes had to touch up, and they did. And that's why you heard the linesman saying off, off, off. Now Lindmark helps the puck down deep into the Buckeye zone. 14:20 to go in the second. 2-1 Wisconsin on top. Now here's Montez on the attack left wing. Tons of speed, flies in, can't get a shot off, but wrapped it around and scored. He had Scarfoni leaning right. His speed carried him back behind the net. Somehow he was able to reach out and tuck that puck past the left skate of Scarfoni. It's a 2-2 game. The Heartland, Wisconsin native Max Montez beats the Badgers again.
Last night, Ohio State, I don't know how many times they tried wraparounds, 5-6 times. It paid off one on a rebound. This one, again, Scarfoni had committed to the right, and actually one of his teammates kind of maybe made a little bit of contact with him and made it more difficult to get back to the other side, and Montez gets it around the post and in to tie the game up.
10th goal of the year for Max Montez. First goal in 9 games for the Heartland native. He's got 6 goals and 9 points in 11 career games against his home state Badgers. Max Montez at 5.50 unassisted. Last 3 goals unassisted. Mosley and Botterill for Wisconsin. Now Montez ties it up for Ohio State. McBrayer after the puck in the offensive zone. Takes a hit from Tassi, but Tassi was the one that went down hard. McBrayer stayed on his skates. Puck loose in the corner. Eventually comes free, and Tassie's got it at the red line, dumps it in. Eberle late to get there to hold the zone or keep it behind his net. It bounces back into the Wisconsin end as the Buckeyes change, and Jack Phelan goes to get it. So it's a 2-2 game. Shots on goal 12-9 in favor of Wisconsin. Again, the Badgers doing an excellent job preventing shots on goal and quality looks, but the Buckeyes finding a way to put the puck behind the netminder. One was on a turnover by a freshman defenseman in the opening period. Guzzo just snapped off a shot from 20 feet out straight away. And then this one, another wraparound. Here's a pass by Carfagna intended for Rossi. It went off a stick and into the crowd, stopping play. 12:49 to go in the second. A 2-2 game here in Columbus. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Yeah, just thinking back to that play. That was a heck of a play by Montez to get with the speed he had. And he wrapped it hard and fast. We've seen the Badgers recent weeks. I could think of a couple of wraparounds that didn't quite get there. And this one, well done, and with speed and great control.
Carfagna puts it in front of the net, right through the paint it goes to the far wall. Jousting for it, Weston Knox. Puck popped into the air and then down to the ice. It comes to the near corner. Kyle Kukkonen takes a peek over his shoulder and now reverses course to Phelan and now to Knox. Kukkonen wiped out as he came across the blue line, back up on his skates. It bounces back to the Wisconsin line. Now Knox able to muscle it ahead to Morrissey. Finley now right wing to the slot. Fires one right into the chest of Eberle. Easy save for the Ohio State goaltender, top of the crease. Gave up no rebound, although Morrissey and Kukkonen both went hard to the net, hoping that Eberle would drop the puck. He did not. Face off in the OSU zone. 12:14 to go in the second, a 2-2 game.
We haven't seen Quinn Finley take a shot like that, it seems like, in a while. He got down to the slot, used a little bit of a screen. Good attempt by him. He obviously hasn't scored in a few games.
Yeah.
He's been sneaky tonight. He had one short side earlier in this period that was kind of a two-on-one from the corner. So hopefully he can get going here.
Finley, a team-leading 19 goals, 34 points. Badgers win the draw. Kerr skates down to the goal line, centering pass to Botterill on the doorstep. It went off a stick to the far wall. Dexheimer lost the puck in his skates, but Horvat there to help his teammate. Botterill, left wing pass. Dexheimer finds an open Kerr. The pass just a bit too far in front of him. And then James Hong knocked Kerr off balance as the two went for the loose puck on the near side. Kerr went down hard, but he's back up on his skates. Horbach trying to use his body to win the puck free. Got it off the Lindmark. Kerr backpedaling at the line. Left wing Dexheimer shoots one low right through the crease. All the way out to the right point. Botterill holds. His shot got through. Knee save. Rebound. Everly slides over right and stones Dexheimer to keep it a tie ball game.
Oh, Dexheimer there. Looked like he was going to have some net to shoot at. It took a little bit too long, I think, to get the shot off. Kind of picked it up. Had to move a little bit and get a wrist shot off. A little bit too much time, let the goaltender get over, but great job by Everly to go left to right to get that rebound saved.
Christopher Everly, former Green Bay Gambler, played there a couple of seasons ago. The sophomore from Pinckney, Michigan, making his 16th start of the season. One of three Hobie Baker nominees on this Buckeye squad. Puck slides to the near side of the OSU zone. Pietila out there once again. His first shift of the second period. Sawyer Scholl can't reach it. Zach Scholes can't locate it. He got spun around at the Ohio State line. Buckeye skated into the Wisconsin end. Good physical play by Hensler to wall off Gordon. Getting help now from Tassie. Pitched the puck to the far wall. Pietila and Hensler battling for it. Now Scholes for Wisconsin. Zach Scholes fights through a stick check, fell down, but one hands the pass to Tassie. Left wing to Scholes. Sawyer hard, goes into the end boards after losing an edge, and a penalty coming up on Ohio State's McBrayer for hooking. A Kunis power play on the way for Wisconsin, hoping to snap a 2-2 tie.
Yeah, I don't think it was even at that play at the end there.
It's not McBrayer, it's Gordon.
Yeah, it's Scholl, because Scarfoni was already at the Ohio State bench when the whistle blew, which was shortly after Scholl went into the boards hard. So that was something earlier in the play.
All right. Ryan Gordon for hooking at 9:09. Second power play of the night for the Badgers.
I think it was down in the Badger zone when Zach Scholes got hooked and made the play to get the puck up anyway. That was the call way back in the defensive zone.
15-9, shots on goal for the Badgers. Second crack at this power play. 0 for 2 last night, 0 for 1 tonight. Morrissey with Kukkonen, Mosley, Finley, and Dexheimer. Good faceoff win that time by the Buckeyes. Patrick Guzzo whacked it all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Badgers go to get it. Here comes Finley flying in, left wing looking. Can't get a shot off. Skates back behind the net. Lost at edge, fell down. And the Buckeyes able to clear. Looked like Finley wanted to go hard to the net, but elected to pull back and went behind the cage. Last night, he went hard to the net and got kicked out for it.
I thought he was trying to copy Max Montez and was looking for a wraparound on the play. He might have had it if he didn't lose his footing.
Puck loose in the Wisconsin offensive zone. Still free. Hanson Bukata able to nudge it ahead. The Buckeyes able to clear. And all the way down to the Wisconsin zone, and the Badgers change their power play unit. Halfway through this hockey game here in Columbus, it's a 2-2 game. Mosley and Botterill have scored for the Badgers. Wisconsin native Max Montez and co-captain Patrick Guzzo have lit the lamp for Ohio State. And again, the Buckeyes set it down. Under a minute to go on the man advantage. Hensler's out there. Fitzgerald and Dick. Lindmark and Tassie. Drop pass, Dick at center. Stumbles to his knees. Fitzgerald trying to pull it free. Out to the point, Hensler. Nice job on his backhand. Forehand, fires a pass right side. Here's Tassie. Put it in front for Lindmark off a skate. Ricocheted straight away to Hensler. Right side. And Fitzgerald fired one. Fought off by Everly's blocker. Ricocheted to Tyson Dick. Back out to the point. Fitzgerald tees one up. And Everly didn't see it coming. It hit him. And ricocheted to the corner. And the Buckeyes able to clear.
He didn't see it coming and didn't see it going, because he made the save and he was in position like he thought he had the puck, and it was bounced into the corner and others went to go play it.
Dexheimer fresh off the bench trying to hold the zone. Did for a moment, then Montez poked it free and able to push it past Wisconsin's Kerr and all the way down. 5 seconds to go on the power play. That'll do it for the man advantage. Wisconsin now 0-2. 2-2 game. Kerr across the line. Finley wanted to refeed Kerr down the gut. Didn't get to him. Kerr behind the net, try to put it in front. Ricocheted to Finley. Point pass Dexheimer. Nice catch. Throws it back behind the cage. Ricocheted to Ryan Gordon. The Buckeyes will break out. Pass intended for Wise off the heel of his stick. Dexheimer's got it. Goes D to D to Kerr. Headman's now to Finley. Couldn't get it all the way deep. He needs a change anyway. Carfagna now for the Buckeyes. Left wing pass Montez. Got a piece of it. And the Buckeyes in on the forecheck. But Weston Knox wins the puck in the far wall and sends it to neutral ice. 8:15 left in the second, a 2-2 game.
This period, it seems like it's been more open and offensive than any period so far this game, this weekend.
Wisconsin's Morrissey able to get to the puck. Goes back behind the net to Phelan. Pitched it across for Knox. Knox right back to Phelan. Red line to Morrissey at the blue line. Tried to cut through two Buckeyes. Got knocked down. The puck came off his stick. Slid to Eberle. He put his mitt down and covered. Got the whistle to stop play. 7:53 to go in the second. Wisconsin 2, Ohio State 2. We'll take a one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Jack Forbach, right wing from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scene insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at 2 here, second period, 7:53 left in it. I guess we missed the starts, a crazy start to the Four Nations faceoff round robin game between the United States and Canada. It's a 1-1, by the way, the score, but I guess the start of the game was pretty wild.
It looks like three fights in the first 9 seconds of the game. The Tkachuk brothers for the U.S. and also J.T. Miller, Sam Bennett, Brandon Hagel, and yeah. Colton Parayko, former Fairbanks defenseman, mixing it up. And at least from what we can tell on social media, it was a heck of a first period that we were not able to see.
U.S. and Canada tied at 1. Connor McDavid scored for the Canadians, and Jake Gensel, the former Omaha Maverick for United States. Here's Hensler behind the Ohio State net. Tried to bank it off Eberle below the goal line. Eberle protecting the far post. Now here's Horbach with it. He put it in front. Ricocheted out left side. Shot by Scholes. Not much on it. That Karam behind the cage. Lindmark in on the forecheck, trying to force Larkin into a turnover. Gordon comes to help out his teammate. Now Ryan Gordon will skate up the Ohio State zone. 7:25 to go. Gordon just lost the puck. Taken away by Botterill. He'll backhand it deep. Horbach in on the forecheck. Hansen Bukata. Nice reverse to Larkin. Up the near boards to Dylan Godbout, the freshman from Woodbury, Minnesota. Had the puck taken away by Wisconsin freshman Ryan Botterill. Low right. Shoots one. Oh, he just missed on the far post. Botterill heads to the bench for a change. Ryan's playing well. Very active here tonight.
Feels like this period, Wisconsin has gotten the puck around the net a heck of a lot more than they have. And maybe it's because they're right in front of us right now, but it sure seems like it.
We are hash marks extended at the faceoff circles in the Ohio State zone. That's our location. And we're right at the concourse walking level. There's about 12 rows down in front of us. We actually have an excellent sight at the zone in front of us and not bad at center ice. Wisconsin's goal on their Wisconsin's net all the way down the ice is a good 200 feet away at least, which makes it tough to see a loose puck and all the traffic and what have you. Badgers behind the offensive net. Scholl wraparound shot that goes off the stick, then the side of the netting. Wisconsin's Pietola throws it to the point now. Knox tried to go D to D and flub the pass. Montez poked it ahead. Weston did a nice job to recover and get to Montez. He's one of the fastest players in the Big Ten. Cut him off, took the puck, got it out to center ice. And now Pietola tried to dump it deep, threw it off the body of McBrayer. And the Buckeyes trying to dig it free. Under 6 minutes to go, second period, 2-2 game. Pietola was ready for a change, and he had the puck between his skates and just pinned it against the kick plate. And two Buckeyes were trying to dig it out of there, and Adam didn't want to move. He had his skates in a V position with the puck right in between, and he just wasn't going to move. He wasn't going to change. He wasn't going to give up the puck.
And actually, I think it turned out to be a great play for Wisconsin. If, I don't know if you noticed, but they had in the middle of a line change when the puck went over there, and they kept looking, and the bench was counting. There was four batters on the ice at one point. I think there was three batters for extended time while they're trying to figure out how many were there, and the Badgers finally jumped on the ice to make it even.
Badgers win the faceoff and dump it in around to the left corner. Pulled free. Tyson Dick fired off a pass to the middle of the ice. Mosley was in the vicinity, but just out of his reach. And Rossi throws it up through center. Badgers pick it up from there. Logan Hensler fumbled it just a bit. Lost the puck. Dunlap slot pass for Guzzo. Didn't get through as Hensler got the puck back. Don't know how he did it, but he did. And now a whistle and offside on the Buckeyes. 5:23 to go here in the second, a 2-2 game. Hey, Badger fans, next hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a men's hockey game. One lucky winner gets four tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, uwbadgers.com/Zamboni. Thanks so much to Culver's for once again being a proud sponsor of Wisconsin hockey.
You mentioned Logan Hensler there. That was a heck of a recovery. It was a very important steal because there's a Buckeye on the far side by himself looking for an easy scoring opportunity.
Yeah, it was Guzzo who was going down the slot. Dunlap had the puck on his stick, and there was nobody around Guzzo who scored from the slot back in the first period and was wide open. But Hensler able to win the puck back and now offside on Wisconsin. Right wing pass to Kukkonen. He fumbled the puck a little bit. Finley had already come across. And the Badgers trying to snap a five-game losing streak against the eighth-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes, who put themselves in excellent position for an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. And with a regulation win tonight, Ohio State would move into a second-place tie with Minnesota in the Big Ten. Badgers try to keep their home ice chances alive for the conference tournament, but need 2 points at least to do that after Michigan beat Minnesota in a shootout tonight. It's funny how a few weeks ago Wisconsin was one game under 500, up to 16 in the pairwise. A lot of things to be optimistic about, and then two losses at Minnesota, then two home losses to Penn State, and then last night's loss here to Ohio State. But the Badgers and the Buckeyes tied right now. Hensler with it. Tried to cut right out near the blue line. Fell down. Lost the puck, but Dick right there to get it in. Mosley centering pass to Fitzgerald, who was all by his lonesome between the circles. And that pass a bit behind him after a deflection. And the puck carrying back into the Wisconsin zone.
Yeah, you could hear Fitzgerald calling that from here. Yeah. He was there and waiting for it.
Puck back in the Ohio State zone. Finley with a lot of jump here tonight. Between the legs pass by Morrissey, hoping for a give and go with Finley, but Finley was caught up behind the net or in the end boards and just couldn't release himself to get to the pass. Badgers will try again. Morrissey turns 22 tomorrow. Another birthday Badger. Finley jams the puck free from two Buckeyes. Low right on his backhand. Carries behind the net. Tried to center it. Went off a skate, then the top of the cage. Now Wisconsin's Kukkonen. Here's Morrissey. Again behind the net. What's he going to do? Morrissey skates out left, right circle. Turnaround shot that hit traffic in front. And now Carfagna's got it. Damian Carfagna pitched the puck out near the line. Badgers able to hold. Morrissey able to take it away from Montez. Blind pass intended for Kukkonen. Intercepted by Hong. Sauce across for Montez. Across the Badger line. Lost the puck. Retrieves it. Left circle. Slot pass now to Hong. He gathers it in while defended by Lindmark. Hong then threw it to the far corner. And Montez will go to get it. Dexheimer on him. 2-2 with 3:10 to go in the second. Finley gives chase in the Wisconsin zone and pulls the puck free. Dexheimer now. Rink-wide pass off a stick taken away. Fontaine sets and fires. Blocker save made by Scarfoni. Dexheimer now trying to dig it away from Thompson. Finley there as well. Puck still loose. Thompson, a large young man at 6'4", 215, wanted free. To the defenseman, Johnson peels back right wing. Out to the line he comes. moves it across, walking in Burnside. Got Scarfone down. He went off the left pad. A chance there for Fontaine. He couldn't finish. Puck now picked up by Ohio State Smith. Out to Burnside. Little right-hander, little head and shoulder fake, and a shot goes off the stick and up into the mesh, stopping play. Ooh, it looked like Ohio State was going to take the lead there as Burnside was left alone low left and walked in on Scarfone, tried to make a move. He put the puck low off the left pad of Scarfone, and then Fontaine sniffing around for the rebound, pushed the second chance wide, and then a point shot goes off the stick and into the netting. So a faceoff in the Wisconsin zone. 2:16 to go in period number two. It's tied at two. Gavin Morrissey out there once again. He's played a ton of minutes here this weekend. What a year he's had. The soon-to-be 22-year-old freshman. 9 goals, 30 points for Morrissey this season. Second, tied for second nationally in points by freshmen in the NCAA. Ohio State won the faceoff. Lewis, tough angled shot went through the crease. Scarfone let it go to the near boards. Lewis has it back, and the big right-handed forward lost it. And the Badgers bank it down to the OSU zone. That's where the Buckeyes go to get it. Abel up the middle now. Gordon, he turned it over. Puck taken away by Wisconsin Scholl. Pass to the high slot, and Tassie off his stick. Came back to neutral. Tassie's got it again, and he'll dump it in. Tassie, 4 goals, 9 points for him this season. Got off to a slow start, and he converges on Abel on the forecheck. Almost forced a turnover against the freshman defenseman. The puck deflected towards Everly. The big goaltender leaned to his left and gloved it and hung on for a faceoff. 1:40 to go here in the second. It's 2-2. Badgers back at the Kohl Center to wrap up the regular season next Friday and Saturday night against Notre Dame. Both games scheduled to be on the Big Ten Network. Both games will be on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app with pregame at 7 o'clock. Faceoff 7:30 both next Friday and Saturday night at the Kohl Center. Love to see you out there. Senior night as well on Saturday. There's Ohio State on the attack. A sweeping centering pass intercepted by Mosley. Tried to feed Tyson Dick on the rush. Didn't connect. Buckeyes with it again. Long range shot right wing. Easy glove save by Scarfone. Off the stick of Joe Dunlap. And he hangs on with 1:20 to go in the period. And another faceoff coming up in the Wisconsin zone. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs, R-O-E-H-L. Face off to Scarfone's left. So far tonight, he stopped 10 of 12 Ohio State shots on goal. Yeah, the Badgers last night limited the Buckeyes to 21 shots on goal, their second fewest this season. Their fewest was 20, and Wisconsin held them to 20 in Madison back in October. Right now, the Buckeyes only have 12 shots on goal, a team that averages 3.3 goals per game, which is top 12 in the country. Lindmark on the attack, got a weak backhander off, bobbled a bit by Eberle, who then covered quickly as Horbach was taken into the end boards. Face-off inside the Ohio State zone. 1:08 to go here in the second period, 2-2. Badgers won 18 of 31 face-offs. Looks like Lindmark will stay to take this draw. Lindmark better than 60% this season. And Lindmark has won 4 of 6 so far here tonight. See if he can win this one. Finley's set up in the slot, and Lindmark did win it. And a shot by Finley, partially canceled out by the stick of Hansen Bukata, who now has the puck. Bukata, 1 point away from 100, played 4 years of hockey at RIT. And now here in Columbus, here comes Burnside on the attack. Wheeling pass to Thompson down the middle. A big fella missed the net, then got the puck off the end boards. Low left, his shot stopped by Scarfone and covered. Oh, that play started back near the Badger bench. One Wisconsin defenseman was in the offensive zone tied up. The Buckeyes had numbers near the bench at the Ohio State line. Anthony Kerr came in to try to jam the puck free, eventually popped loose, and Ohio State had numbers to our left. Davis, with Kerr backpedaling, able to defend Davis Burnside, but Burnside wheeled and got a nice slot pass off to Thompson, and he just shot it too high. And then Thompson off the end boards, picked up the loose puck, tried to beat Scarfoni short side. Tommy made the stop. But in the process, after all of that, Wisconsin takes a penalty. So the Badgers are now shorthanded. Wisconsin shorthanded. As Kyle Kukkonen gets the gate, beg your pardon, they're going to take Jack Horbach for Wisconsin, and they're going to take Ohio State's Riley Thompson. The two of them were engaged in some shenanigans after the whistle. So it's 4-on-4 here. Horbach for Wisconsin, Thompson for Ohio State, both for roughing at 19-15. Buckeyes with the puck. Johnson slow-moving pass to Carfagna at center. Cycles at the red line now for Montez, and he'll move back into his own end. Little fake on Morrissey to free some space. Montez gains the Wisconsin line, and he'll dump it in around to the right corner in Johnson. 15 seconds to go in the period. Puck came away from Montez, tracked down by Scholes. Jammed it ahead to Morrissey. He skates into the offensive zone, finds a man open. Scholes, he fires one, didn't get through. It's loose. Yes, it's caught up in Eberle's equipment just as the horn sounds. Scholes' shot, I thought it hit something in front. It must have, and then kind of ricocheted down into the pads or sweater of goaltender Christopher Eberle, who just stayed still. The puck was caught up in his gear, and then the horn sounded, ending the period. Well, the Badgers were down 1-0 after one and then scored two in the first 95 seconds of the second. Ryland Mosley and Ryan Botterill unassisted, but Max Montez, an unassisted goal, tied it, and that's where we stand after 40 minutes. The Badgers 2 and the Buckeyes 2. We'll take a break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Well, shots on goal in the second period, 13-7 in favor of Wisconsin. Badgers through two periods, 19 shots on goal. The Buckeyes only have 13. Again, OSU had a 1-0 lead after one on Patrick Guzzo's goal at 18-18, but the Badgers tied it 10 seconds into the second period. Ryland Mosley, after the defenseman Nathan McBrayer fell down at the Ohio State line, Mosley picked up the loose puck, cut to the net, got a shot off on Christopher Eberle, and the puck went airborne, and Mosley followed that shot and just below his shoulders used the shaft of his stick to bat it past the goaltender for Ohio State into the back of the net. An unassisted goal from Mosley, the 14th this season and the 50th of his career for Ryland Mosley on his 25th birthday. And then a minute 25 later, Ohio State turned the puck over deep in its own zone. Ryan Botterill, the freshman, picked it up, somehow got it towards the cage, and it ricocheted off of something and went past Eberle across the goal line and in. Botterill, an unassisted goal, his fourth of the season. Badgers had a 2-1 lead. And then Ohio State used some speed from Heartland, Wisconsin native Max Montez, who picked up the puck at center ice and on his own went flying into the Badger zone, went back behind the net and somehow wrapped it around past Scarfoni. An unassisted goal for Montez at 5:50, his 10th goal this season, his fourth against the Badgers this season, his sixth in 11 games against Wisconsin overall. 5:50 the time of the goal. Buckeyes tied it up at 2, and that's where we stand after two periods of play. Again, shots on goal, 19-13 in favor of the Badgers. Wisconsin 0-2 on the power play. The Buckeyes 0-1. Wisconsin has won 20 of 33 faceoffs. Buckeyes with 9 block shots. The Badgers have 8 so far. Wisconsin trying to snap a 5-game losing streak, tied with the Buckeyes as we head to the third, 2-2. Second intermission's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler.